According to a report in today's Washington Post, the highest-ranking military official at Abu Ghraib prison approved the use of dogs to frighten and intimidate detainees during interrogations. Ken Licklider is a former military dog trainer. As a civilian, he now helps the Pentagon, the Secret Service, and other federal agencies train dogs. He says dogs can be used to intimidate prisoners, but most canines do other work.
It's very important for people to understand that there are many, many dogs over there doing great service. And if something like this happened, it's one or two people that either overstepped the bounds or were asked to do something that they probably shouldn't have been asked to do. It's not a common practice. It's not. The dogs are great, great tools, and they're saving lives. They're not over there to harass.
Sir, from what you saw of the use of dogs at Abu Ghraib prison, was this inappropriate, or was this the kind of thing that happens with some regularity in interrogation of detainees in military custody?
Well, ma'am, I really have no way of knowing what they did exactly. I saw the same pictures that everybody else saw, and I saw nothing wrong bringing the dogs in. That situation could have been read many different ways from policemen and prison officials around the world. I saw two dog handlers with dogs there and a man in between them. That's all I saw. I don't know how they're using them. I don't know how they were told to use them. But a dog is a great deterrent. And if there was something going wrong at that moment, to bring dogs in to quell it or to not let it escalate is common, and I feel a good practice. But to bring a dog in, you know, to bring anything in to intimidate is part of an interrogation. You've got to use what you can use to get the people to talk to you, and it's common knowledge that the people in that area are very, very afraid of dogs.
So there's a cultural dimension to this also. Dogs view differently in the Middle East.
Absolutely. They're deathly afraid. I was there in January and again in March, and just walking a dog in the general direction of them, they would disperse quickly.
Dogs have been used in the military for quite a long time, for decades, actually.
Yes, ma'am.
Has the use of dogs or has canine handling or training changed in more recent years?
Oh, there's been a huge metamorphosis since I came in. There's been two totally what I call renaissance periods, post-Vietnam and post-9/11. The dogs that we used in Vietnam are totally different than what we use, you know, since the early to mid-80s. And then since 9/11, the aspect of a dog and what he can do to help protect people has really been brought to the forefront. The explosive detector dog has come forth as one of the most important tools that we have today.
Based on your experience, could you just tell us a little bit about how dogs were used in interrogations, what kind of information you were able to glean with the dog present in the room?
Well, my only personal experience was years ago in the Philippines, and it was used against people that had committed, you know, physical acts of violence or armed-type robberies, that type of thing. And it was just they were brought in on certain people that they knew were deathly afraid of them. It wasn't a common practice. It wasn't done all the time, and it was only done to put that person in a state of mind where he was more apt to talk.
And is the dog, just having a dog in the room, is that enough, or do you have to position the dog in some way, or is the dog in an attack mode? Does the dog bark or lunge or move toward the prisoner in some way in order to get them to talk?
Most people, just walking in the room is enough. If you've ever been around or known anyone that's afraid of dogs, it could be a Chihuahua, it could be a German Shepherd, they would be just as afraid. When the dogs come in, the person is obviously in a state of stress, and the dogs are going to key on him anyway. So, you know, you see their ears up, you see them looking at them, the guys are upset, and the dogs will just naturally go into that mode where it looks like they're in an attack mode, but they're just interested, and they smell the fear.
So dogs react to stress.
Yes, they do.
Thank you so much for speaking with us, sir.
Okay.
Ken Licklider is chief dog trainer for Von Lick Kennels. He helps the U.S. military, the Secret Service, and other agencies train dogs.